With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Confirmed cases of COVID-19 are surging in every state in our region, except for Colorado. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
Christine Porter is a public health professor at the University of Wyoming. She says the surges seen in places like Wyoming and Utah are frightening.
I'm also unfortunately not surprised by them because in most places that are reopening, they are doing so with almost nothing substantially different from when we were open before the shutdown.
Meanwhile, the number of positive novel coronavirus cases in Colorado has been trending downward. However, Porter says it's hard to say at this point exactly why that state is the exception. One possibility, it could be easier for Colorado to have a drop number of cases when that number was high to start with.
They also had much more of a scare. It's easier to get people to do the right thing when they saw their neighbors dying.
Ultimately, Porter believes handling the pandemic shouldn't have been left to states since it is a national and international issue. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
Governor Polis signed 6 bills on Monday to help residents who are struggling financially during the coronavirus pandemic. Scott Franz has more.
One of the biggest measures aims to keep people in their homes. Democratic Senator Julie Gonzalez of Denver led an unsuccessful effort this month to pass an extended ban on evictions. But she says the bill lawmakers settled on instead will still provide some relief.
If you're a renter and you are worried about what to do when your extended unemployment insurance benefits run out, know that there are $20 million available now to assist you.
Gonzalez says the bill will also help landlords who are not getting their rent payments. Other bills signed by the governor will use federal aid from the CARES Act for mental health support, utility bills, and food banks. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Pekin County Open Space and Trails announced a campaign yesterday to help educate the public about respecting local wildlife and their habitat. The online campaign Wild Lives is a partnership with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. The campaign is using the rule of thumb to tell if you're too close to wildlife. If you come across an animal, hold up your thumb toward it. If it's larger than your thumb, you are too close. County officials say learning to navigate human bear and human moose interactions is a top priority for the campaign because of the high occurrences in the Roaring Fork Valley. More information on the Wild Lives Initiative can be found at wildlivescolorado.org. Colorado will get federal funding to assist with crisis counseling and training in response to the pandemic. Congress has granted nearly $1.8 million for the state from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. That money will help fund a grant program that supports disaster survivors and connects them with mental health resources. 16 providers across the state will offer services, with some support focused on communities disproportionately impacted by COVID-19. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.